help and assist. So he is able to assist more people. He is able to make a bigger niyat. A person can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on more places. Then if there is any barakat on that road that happens, then that person benefits from the barakat also of that road. Then a person can take a good omen that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how I have changed my route. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this a means of changing my life. So like that, there are many things a person can do, and there are many reasons that we have covered yesterday why a person should use both routes, two routes, multiple routes when going. And this hadith and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yakhruju min tariq al-shajara. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he would leave Medina Sharif, he would use this tariq, called tariq al-shajara. He would use this route about 6 miles out from Medina Sharif, and he would then camp in Zul Hulayfa. And then, وَيَدْخُلُ مِن طَرِيقِ الْمُعَرَّسِ, when he's returning now, he would use another route. He would use the tariq al-mu'arras on his way back. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ مَكَّةِ دَخَلَ مِنَ الثَّنِيَّةِ الْعُلْيَا. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would enter Makkah Sharif, he would enter from Thaniyat al-Ulya. I explained that this is the higher part of Makkah Sharif. And when Nabi وَيَخْرُجُ مِنَ الثَّنِيَّةِ الشُّفْلَى, when he would come out from the lower part of Makkah Sharif. And the reason for this is that perhaps that Makkah Sharif is a high, Makkah Sharif is a high and noble place. So high and noble respected place deserves that little bit of extra respect. So because of that, he would enter it from a high place. And when he would leave, obviously he would leave from another road, which was the lower road. So that was Tariqat al-Shufla. Up till now, we got those two areas, Mu'alla and Misfala. Misfala also, if a person goes, he'll see it is a much lower area compared to Mu'alla. Mu'alla is that area where the Qabristan is known as Jannatul Mu'alla. Today we start a new chapter. The chapter itself is long. The title is long of the chapter, but it teaches us a very great lesson. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very methodical, very organized, very thoughtful of what he did. He didn't just do anything haphazard. Sometimes today you go in a person's office, the files are lying all over, the books are lying all over. He himself doesn't know what he's looking for. He go to the house, he sometimes can't find the car keys when he's leaving. So all this teaches us that we have to be organized. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did it with a purpose, he did it with a reason. It doesn't matter what the situation was, but he was very organized, thoughtful, methodical in the way he did things. So this is Babu Istihbab Taqdeem al Yamini fi kulli ma huwa min bab al takrim kal wudu'i wal ghusli wat tayammum. The chapter on the preferability of beginning with the right hand side in all those things that are desirable, from wudu, ghusl, tayammum. The person starts his wudu, he starts his wudu from the right hand side. He starts his ghusl, he starts from the right hand side, starts tayammum from the right hand side. وَلُبْسِ السُّوْبِ وَالنَّعْلِ وَالْخُفِّ وَالسَّرَاوِيلِ وَالدُّخُولِ الْمَسْجِدِ. When a person is wearing his clothes, when he's putting his socks on, when he's putting his trousers on, when he's entering the masjid, all he starts with the right hand side. Can you imagine how methodical? Everything that is noble, everything that is liked and desirable, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so organized that he started from the right hand side. وَالسِّوَاكِ, even when he's making miswak, starting from the right hand side. وَالْإِكْتِحَالِ, when a person is putting surma. وَتَقْلِيمِ الْأَظْفَارِ, when a person is clipping his nails. وَقَسِّ الشَّارِبِ, a person is trimming his moustache also, he should start from the right hand side. وَنَطْفِ الْإِبْتِ, when a person is removing the unwanted hair from under his arms, etc., then he should start from the right hand side. وَحَلْقِ الرَّأْسِ, when a person is shaving his head also, trimming his head, cutting his hair, start from the right hand side. وَالسَّلَامِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ, when a person is making salam in salat, then he starts from the right hand side. وَالْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ وَالْمُصَافَحَةِ, when a person is eating, then a person should try and eat what is on the right hand side first. When he's drinking, drink from the right hand side. وَالْمُصَافَحَةِ, when a person is making musafaha, then a person starts from the right hand side. وَالْإِسْتِلَامِ الْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ, so you're meeting these few people, then the better thing to do is to start from the right hand side, meeting the people from the right and going left. So this is what is meant by meeting from the right hand side. وَإِسْتِلَامِ الْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ, and when a person is making istilam, when he's kissing or making the ishara to kiss from the Hajri Aswad, also he will start from the right hand side. وَالْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْخَلَاءِ, when a person is coming out of the toilet now, he's leaving something that is less noble or less that's less liked in Sharia to a better place, coming out of the toilet. So now he proceeds out of the toilet with the right foot. وَالْأَخْذِ وَالْعَطَاءِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا هُوَ فِي مَعْنَاهِ. A person takes anything and he gives anything with the right hand. So this teaches us also, ulama, our seniors were very, very particular, teaching the children, they themselves also, that if a child had given something with the left hand, they'll tell the child, no, not taking it, give it with the right hand. So they'll train the children also, you're giving something, give with the right hand. When the person is receiving, they'll make sure they'll only receive with the right hand. This creates a lot of discipline in a person. And also, we don't need to think too far. Scientists and all now, the modern people will tell you that if you have one hand that is used for eating and all clean things, and that is a much healthier approach than using the same hand that is used for dirty things, for disliked things. Now, that germ that may remain there, that also is not remaining there when a person is using a separate hand. So that also from a health point of view, a cleanliness point of view, although we Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are taught to wash our hands all the time. But even from a cleanliness point of view, it is much more healthier habit that use all the clean things, the nice things with the right hand, and use the left hand to do all the unwanted things, like we will come, not unwanted, but those things that are less liked generally. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ التَّقْدِيمُ الْيَسَارِ فِي ضِدِّ ذَلِكَ. In those things that are not noble, then a person should use the left hand, like كَالْإِمْتِخَاطِ وَالْبُصَاقِ عَنِ الْيَسَارِ. Like a person perhaps needs to clean his nose, now he should use left hand. A person needs to use his hands to clean out some phlegm or something, then he should use his left hand. وَدُخُولِ الْخَلَاءِ. A person entering the toilet, now enter with the left foot. وَالْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. A person is leaving the masjid. He is leaving a more liked place for a less liked place. So now he leaves the masjid with a left foot. وَخَلْعِ الْخُفِّ وَالنَّعْلِ وَالسَّرَاوِيلِ وَالثُّوبِ. Now we told in the beginning that a person is wearing his trousers, he's wearing his socks, he's wearing his pants. Then the person should start with the right. Well, now when he's taking it out, he takes out the left first. So he takes out the left leg first with the socks, with the pants, and his clothes also. He takes out the left-hand side first from the hands. وَالْإِسْتِنْجَاءِ وَفِعْلِ الْمُسْتَقْدِرَاتِ. Well, and a person should make istinja, clean himself in the toilet, and all those fi'ls, all those actions that are generally disliked, وَأَشْبَاهِ ذَلِكَ, and those things that resemble those things that dislike, we should use our left hand. You see how far our deen is. There's no other deen that teaches so much of tenderness, so much of hygiene, so much of haya, so much of thoughtfulness in whatever we do. This our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us in detail. And not only did he teach us, he practically demonstrated this. So this becomes the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that this practice also even carries on in Qiyamah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. As for that person that is given his book of deeds in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَوُ كِتَابِيَ. He'll be so happy, he'll tell everyone, come and see my book of deeds. Like how a person built a new house, he's got a new business, or he bought a new car, he'll tell his family members and his friends, he'll say, come see the car, come see the house, come see this thing I've got. He's happy to show everybody. So on the day of Qiyamah, the man will be so happy when he gets his book of deeds in the right hand, he'll scream out, come everybody, look, see my report, see my book of deeds. He'll be so happy that he was given that in the right hand. So this practice also is in Akhirat. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْإِمَيْمَنَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the people of Jannat, he speaks of them, he says, so the people of the right, how excellent are the people of the right, showing us that when we're describing good things also, speaking about good things, then the word or the right-hand side is given preference over the left-hand side. Why? Because the right-hand side is the desirable, something that is desirable as far as good things are concerned. So the first hadith we'll do is a short hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قَالَتْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ يُعْجِبُهُ التَّيَمُّنُ فِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked doing things from the right-hand side. فِي ظُهُورِهِ وَتَرَجُّلِهِ وَتَنَعُّلِهِ. As far as purifying, فِي طُهُورِهِ, as far as purifying himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would purify, he'd clean himself, he described all the things, starting from the right hand side, wuzu, ghusl, tayammum, clipping the nails, unwanted hair, etc. All from the right hand side. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam combing his hair also, start from the right hand side. And the third thing, when he was wearing his shoes, he would start from the right hand side. Then as I mentioned, when taking it out, then the left hand side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal, they are beautiful sunnats, but once it becomes part of a person's life, he'll find it very hard to do the opposite. Very hard. When he's leaving the masjid, he's careful. Entering the masjid, he's careful. Wearing his clothes, he's careful. When he's clipping his nails, he's careful. When he's giving something, he's careful. He's taking something, he's careful. So the person has got such a level of, so methodical in his approach, you'll find he'll be a very disciplined person in whatever he does. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.